A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now I tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and whom I long for, my joy and my crown, in this way, stand firm in the Lord, beloved. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do? Now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me, I am not strong enough to dig and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do. When I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, again in Philippians, God tells us through Paul, to stand firm in the Lord. And Jesus is yelling, if you will, at the people, because the people of the world know how to work for the world. They know how to make money. They know how to do all these things to build themselves up. But the children of light, us, sometimes we don't know how to stand firm. Sometimes we go around as weak instead of people who are strong in the Lord. And so what God is calling all of us today to do is to be strong, to be firm in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a big difference if we're firm in ourselves or if we're firm in Jesus. We need to be firm in the Lord. And Paul, again, is just letting them all have it and saying, "There, I'm telling you this with tears." He does it with tears. I do it with, I want to beat people. There's a big difference, but here he is. He says, their God is their stomach. Again, it's the people that live for this world, who get preoccupied with the things of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's why no matter what's happening, we keep our eyes focused on Jesus and we stand firm in the Lord. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.